Welcome to Song Swap Showdown Quick Hit, the show where we dive into one song reviews pulled straight from the full episodes of Song Swap Showdown. Get ready for rapid fire music insights and fun all in a quick bite-sized format. Let's rock. Moving into our second songs each for each other.
So Chris's second song to me was Rock and Roll by Led Zeppelin.
Hell yeah.
So I will say this song is interesting because when you go on songquicks.com, we are not sponsored by them. We just, they're a great tool. So go check them out.
Yep.
The lyrics, they are saying the lyrics were in response to critics who had said Led Zeppelin wasn't really rock.
Yep. Yeah. So, Led Zeppelin's had a very controversial career, their entire career.
So Led Zeppelin does what Led Zeppelin does and wrote a song about it.
Because after Led Zeppelin 3 had come out, so they did Led Zeppelin 1 and Led Zeppelin 2, which, by the way, Led Zeppelin 1 is one of the greatest debut records from a band. They're on a, that's in a top 10 tier list of greatest debut records from a band. Led Zeppelin 2 rocks. And then they did Led Zeppelin 3, which was much more of a departure. Now there's rocking songs on Led Zeppelin 3, mm-hmm. but it's much more folk influenced. And so I think everybody was like, oh, they're going this way now. And then, you know, they got, does this band still rock? And they caught a lot of flack for that. And so they're like, well, forget it. We're just going to put out another record, a phenomenal record.
Boom.
And kick butt.
Like Led Zeppelin, if he would have had a TikTok account at the time.
I love how you're like Led Zeppelin is one person.
Well, I know.
But I love, okay. if he. Mr. Zeppelin.
Mr. Zeppelin would have had TikTok at the time, maybe he would have, you know, did an abrasive TikTok to respond to those critics.
Correct. He would have done an abrasive TikTok now.
Abrasive TikTok, but no.
Strongly there was worded.
Strongly choreographed.
Nope.
But no. TikTok didn't exist. So he had to do what was best at the time and come up with an entire song that people could use many moons later to craft those TikToks, those aggressively abrasive TikToks towards people.
That's
so
right.
So he is just now the tool that we get to use. So thank you, Mr. Zeppelin.
Thank you, Mr. Led and the Zeppelins. Yeah, so this song is on my list because Led Zeppelin is a band I grew up with through my parents, listening to them and then listening to all the classic radio stations here in New York area. Or WNEW, one of the greatest rock stations in New York area, which is no longer around, but used to always listen to Carol Miller's Get the Led Out. You know, it was always like every day it was like, get the Led Out. And you'd get like a little block of Led Zeppelin. It was great. And I love Led Zeppelin. I have a Les Paul because of Jimmy Page from Led Zeppelin. I think that there is, other than Randy Rhoads from, you know, who played in Ozzy's band. We've talked about Randy Rhoads.
Yeah.
I can't think of any cooler looking musician than Eddie, and especially Jimmy Page. I love his style. His playing is awesome. Rock and Roll was one of the first songs I learned how to play on guitar when I started playing guitar back in seventh grade, I think it was, or sixth grade. I still play that riff. I love playing it. So let me play a little bit, because Amanda, have you ever listened to much Led Zeppelin, or is Led Zeppelin completely uncharted territory for you?
Basically uncharted. Like, obviously you have to live under the rock to never know Mr. Zeppelin, but other than that, I'm going to forever call the band that now.
You're going to forever call them Mr. Zeppelin and the Zeppelins?
Mm-hmm, and the Zeppelins.
So this is from one of my favorite concert films of all time, which is Led Zeppelin's Song Remains the Same, filmed at Madison Square Garden in 1973, the year before I was born into the world. So let's talk about getting into a time machine. Oh my God, I would love to be here at this show in particular. That's where I would go. Put me in a time machine. Let me go back to Madison Square Garden in 1973 to watch the mighty Led Zeppelin. I mean, come on. This outfit's God tier.
I could have hair like that.
I know, right?
Ooh, they got a peach ball.
Yeah.
Let me get back.
I mean, look at this. Look how cool he looks. Oh, look at that.
He's fancy.
Man, is he cool.
They're all very fancy.
Love it. Absolutely love it. I wish I could be this cool, but I am not. I'm the biggest nerd, but if I could look like in this whole look to me is phenomenal. No, but it's a great song. So it's on the list because it's one of my favorites. Definitely on my Eternity playlist. And 100% is the first song I learned how to play on guitar. So
so I like that.
For so you. Now I'm ready for you to skewer it.
I like that for you. Honestly, it's not terrible. I don't love this song, but I can appreciate it. I think Mr. Zeppelin, you did a wonderful job.
And let it to Zeppelins.
I'm gonna give it a 3.5, which is very okay. Respectable. All right.
3.5 is respectable.
Can you handle that?
Yeah. But what would you rate Jimmy Page's look? Let's you know, if so.
Well,
if we had to rate this look.
So 5 is our max, right?
Five is our max. So okay. On a scale of 1 to 5 records, how do you rate Jimmy Page's look here?
If it was just kind of zipped up a little bit, it would be very similar to that Elvis kind of jumpsuit look,
right,
which I'm really a fan of. So I'm going to probably, it's not Elvis wearing it, so I'm going to dock it a little bit, but probably like a 4.5.
4.5. All right. Yeah. That's respectable. Jimmy Page would be very happy with that.
And you're a 5 point stars on that?
100%. Look at the stars. Yeah. 5 point stars. I mean,
he's got 5 stars on there somewhere. We can be sure of.
Yeah, he's got stars on the side here. There's stars on the left. I mean, look at this. Look, man. There's at least five. I mean, look at this. Phenomenal.
It's great.
And that's a wrap on this quick hit from Song Swap Showdown. Do you agree with our review of the song? We want to hear from you. Join our free Facebook group by using the link in our show notes and join the conversation. For more in-depth reviews and musical throwdowns, follow us wherever you get podcasts. So make sure you hit that follow button so that way you don't miss out on full episodes of Song Swap Showdown, your weekly musical throwdown show, available on all podcast platforms and YouTube. Remember, keep the music playing and we'll see you next time. Thanks for listening.